Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kangcobe. Today, we are talking about the Stilfontein mine disaster in northwest South Africa following the retrieval of five decomposed bodies in the past 2 days as community-led rescue efforts continue amid a standoff between northwest police and suspected illegal miners. But first, the end of President Joe Biden's administration also marks the beginning of a new relationship between the U.S. and the African continent. According to the president, VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Luanda, Angola, where Biden is making a historic visit.
This is Joe Biden's first trip to the African continent as president, and also his last. After a short stop in the tiny island nation of Cabo Verde, he landed in Angola late Monday for a two-day trip with a packed agenda, as he told President João Lourenço when they met at Luanda's pink-hued presidential palace.
I'm very proud to be the first American president to visit Angola, and I'm deeply proud of everything we have done together to transform our partnership thus far. There's so much ahead of us, so much we can do.
His administration's top Africa advisor told VOA that Biden sees Angola as exhibit A of a collaborative relationship with Washington.
We, the United States, are working with Angola on a few really important things. One is bolstering peace and security in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Another is growing economic opportunities in the region. A third is technological and scientific cooperation.
Biden also toured the nation's slavery museum, where he acknowledged the deep blood ties between Angola and the United States, and he painted an optimistic picture of the future.
Although I don't know exactly what the future will hold, I know the future runs through Angola, through Africa. I mean it sincerely. I'm not kidding.
Human rights horrors are far from a thing of the past, rights groups say.
Amnesty has repeatedly documented excessive and lethal force to disrupt peaceful demonstrations. Not only is lethal force used in these demonstrations, but the victims' families do not have recourse to access to justice. We've also seen several repressive laws passed since 2020. Since 2020, it's been illegal to criticize the president. More recently, this year, we've seen two laws approved that further threaten the rights to freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, and the media.
Brown told VOA that the president always raises these concerns privately.
He never shies away from talking about democracy and human rights issue with counterparts. And I think that's pretty consistent with the way he's been throughout his long career in public service.
Biden wraps his visit Wednesday with a trip to the port city of Lobito, where a new U.S. financed rail line brings raw materials from Africa's interior to this bustling port. From the Powell VOA News, Rwanda.
President Joe Biden, on his visit to sub-Saharan Africa, pledged another $600 million for a cross-continent rail corridor project Wednesday, telling regional leaders that Africa has been left behind for much too long, but not anymore. Africa is the future.
When I launched this project with our G7 partners last year, I said our goal was to build a better future. And folks, the future is here. It's now. The future is here. The fact is, I wish everyone could see what I saw today. Tracks that will form Africa's first intercontinental railroad, transcontinental railroad. A rail car that will cut travel from days to hours. And the grain silos that are going to help transform the region from a food importers to food exporters. Businesses that are investing across the corridor in 5G, solar panels, steel bridges made near my hometown back in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I want to be clear about something. All these projects and investments are designed to have high impact and meet the highest standards for workers, for the environment, and for the communities. Because the United States understands how we invest in Africa is just as important as how much we invest in Africa. And that's why today I'm proud to announce the United States will invest nearly $600 million in additional investment to expand agriculture infrastructure, to build high-speed mobile networks, and to continue upgrading the Lobito Atlantic Railway.
That was U.S. President Joe Biden speaking in Angola during a meeting with presidents of Angola, DRC, and Zambia. In Kenya, tech entrepreneurs who had trouble accessing resources as simple as an internet connection are getting an assist from American libraries. The U.S. Embassy in Kenya is now operating 6 tech hubs, the newest of which opened in Nairobi last month. Victoria Amunga reports from the Kenyan capital.
Kevin Apodo's efforts to find spaces to develop his programs and skills for human capital consultancy business were futile for years. Apodo says the costs were out of his reach.
I would say it wasn't easy getting a space. Sometimes maybe you're required to rent or to pay or to go to a hotel, and that would be so expensive.
At the American Corner, a hub designed to provide innovators and entrepreneurs with infrastructure and training, Apodo says he found the help he needed.
They act like resource centers, a place where I could just walk in, or I can just walk in and get maybe access to a laptop or free internet or a space to do a program if I have, you know.
Six hubs dubbed American Corner Mtaani, meaning streets in Swahili, have been set up in Kenya, including one at the Kenya National Library Service that opened November 4th.
We have different grant initiatives that we work towards. So right now, this past year, we had an inclusive fashion grant where people got together to figure out how do you make fashion inclusive for persons living with disability, as well as we had a film Floopy grant where people were taught how to create short films in their community.
Experts say a shortage of resources and limited access to funding faced by aspiring tech entrepreneurs in Africa is killing many dreams. Andrew Fasnij is director of the African Tech Summit, a gathering that connects tech startups, corporations, and investors. Fasnij says initiatives that assist Kenyan tech entrepreneurs can pay off for both Kenya and the United States.
When you bring it back to this linkage with the USA embassy, if that can help bridge the USA and Africa and Kenya or Nigeria or Egypt or whichever market it is, you know, that's massive. Because sometimes maybe the technology transfer needs a slight partnership or an introduction.
Government data shows about 20% of Kenyan workers under age 35 were unemployed at the end of 2022.
If you teach a person how to fish, you know, they can feed themselves better than give them fish. So the relationship we have with America, which goes into supporting a startup company and entrepreneurship environment and creating a structure and education system to be, is what will answer the strategic direction that Kenya need to be.
Kenya's Mombasa, Lamu, and Nakuru counties are among other locations hosting the American Corners. Officials hope that such initiatives will help to bring more young people's innovations to life. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
With that, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those who have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic. Five decomposed bodies have been retrieved from the Stilfontein mine in Northwest in the past 2 days as community volunteers and other organizations continue to send food and other supplies to the alleged illegal miners. According to News 24, the illegal miners have sent letters complaining about the stench from decomposed bodies and indicated that some mine shafts are flooded. Community volunteers have also complained that the police on site is limiting the amount of food being sent underground, with reports saying the illegal miners in their letters have also highlighted that some have run out of medication like antiretrovirals, rendering the situation dire. The alleged illegal miners have been underground for over a month without supplies following the introduction by South African police of a campaign to stop illegal mining named Close the Hole or Vala Umgodi NgesiZulu. The miners refused to come out of the mine in fear of being arrested when the campaign began. Community members estimated that there were 4,500 illegal miners at the mine, but police said the number was between 350 and 400. To help us dissect our topic, we are joined on the line by Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, a political analyst working with Freedom Alliance in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you very much, Tabuka.
We also have on the line Mr. Richard Moyo, a Zimbabwean based in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Moyo.
Thank you, Tabuka, and other guests there.
Thank you. Mr. Ncube, what's your take on the reaction by the South African government to the plight of the illegal miners who have spent almost over a month underground?
The response has been poor. It's appalling, to say the least, where you have a government that is not ready to deal with the issues on hand. A government that is always a victim of apartheid, but that has adopted apartheid tendencies. As it were, if you heard what the minister said, that actually watered everything down so that those people are not going to receive any attention. It is only now that we are seeing them, because, I mean, trying to do something, because community stood up now, even because they were actually saying that, you know, these are foreigners, they are illegal foreigners and stuff. We are mindful that this has been a tool even in the political arena to campaign using that. But lately people have even warned the government that, especially the ANC, that if you continue behaving this way, we are going to treat you like the way we treated apartheid. So this is a sort of a failed government in terms of dealing with this kind of a situation. And also, it seems these guys are not equipped, even those that can be mandated to go and rescue people. When you look at the whole thing, the approach is not well coordinated, it is not well organized, it doesn't show any expertise. You would have expected to, in a situation like this, to be people like that can be good negotiators, people that can be saying, okay, guys, you are in this situation, we are here, let's meet halfway, you need to come out and stuff. But if you are going there threatening people, scaring them, then it actually throws everything into jeopardy, unfortunately.
Thank you, Mr. Ngube. Yeah, vamoyo. Tunzi sati pane vamoyo vazvizvara zvemuZimbabwe zviri pasi mumigodhi. Vanhu muri kunzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei uyezve zvimwe zvizvara zvemuZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa zviri kutiwo kudii nezvenyaya iyi?
Regai ndisore nguva nokutenda nomukana wamatepa ida kutenda nababa vachabomutaura. Nauye kuSilfondeni inawo hombe nokuti payakatanga inawo yakatirwadza zvikuru pakatumirwa mapurisa namasoja nokuti patova nemwedzinge inokwana kana muviri kana mutatu kubva muna Oktoba. Mapurisa nemasoja atumirwa kundomirira pamusoro pemugodhi kuti pasakwanisa kuwana vanopinda nechikafu nokuvapa mvura nezvekudya zvatinozva kuti kana chikafu chichipinda mukati memaini. Kana riri dzingi Coca-Cola 2 litre inenge ichibva kana 50 rand kana 100 rand murivo kutswa 30 rand zvakaita saizvozvo. Saka pakaitika chivo chakafana nechichi zvinhu zvakatirwadza zvikuru sevanhuwo zvivati hongu nhau dzekucherwa kwemamainisi pautemo zvatekeshera hamusi muSouth Africa moga but all over in Africa manyika ane mamaini problem zvekuzvokozvaikoko iproblem. Saka zvakaitika zvakatirwadza zvikuru asi tatakakuteri kuti vakatenda mwari kuti takazoona community vekutifondeni vakazvipira kuti regai tivabudise zvedu isu pachedu nokuti papanga vachinyorepa kuti kana anenge azvipira asangani dambudziko ndizvake iye pachake hakuna haagona kubatsisika vanhu vakazvipira. Tikazoonawo minista Kumbudzo Sabini vachirova mashoko akaita kuti vakazosimudza vanhu vakawanda kana maorganization akashungurudzikanazvo vachianzi ngavarego vakadaro nokuti imbavha tovati vanhu vose vanhu vanotsvaga kuvarama nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana asi nomwe zvakadaro zvaifa kuti nemwe nzira nekuti kumamaini hakuna kubira zvakanaka. Tine vatinoziva vakawanda vari kuna Silfondeni vakawanda vamwe vachirimo vamwe vakasungwa vakamira kupinda mukote gore rinouya tichiona zvakaitika zuro nanhasi kuti nhasi kune Lesotho 15-11 vekuMozambique 15 vekuSouth Africa 1 neavo vashaika vakati vatwanzi vanani. Saka zvino zvimwe zvinhu zvinoti rwadza nokushungurudza savanhu kuti vomwe tivari kurarama but sevanhuwo vanotsvagawo kurarama nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana asi iriri dambudziko panyika dzo dzemuAfrica kudai vatungamiri venyika dzeAfrica vaiziva kwanogona napo nokuti nhau dzekutsvako zvichiva tsva mutemo zvazara muAfrica yose muSouth Africa, Zimbabwe, Angola, DRC, kwote kwote na Mozambique.
Tinotenda vamoyo. Baba Ncube siphenduka kuwe uke wakhuluma laphana ngokusola ukuthi hayi uhulumende wele South Africa akaluphathanga kuhle lolu daba. Kodwa nxa sesikhangela ngombono wenu ikuyini obekumele kwenziwe ukwenzela ukuthi kulungiswe lolu daba kungakafi abantu njengesikubonayo lokhu uke wabamba mbijana laphana ukuthi kube lokukhulumisana ikuyini obona ngani bekuzaphathisa ukuthi isimo singabi sibi ngendlela esesifike kuyo khathesi.
Ye obekucakathekile ikuthi ulimi olusetshenziswayo ekuqaleni kusendlalelwa indaba kube lulimi olutshengisa ukuthi kulo hulumende onakekela abantu kulo hulumende ofuna elizweni kube lomthetho. Kube sokufika abakhokheli abayibo abazabe bezimpembe ezokukhipha imiviko yona leyo bahle batshengisele ukuthi this is a crisis esikona kule disaster esiyenzakele. Then ukwenze ukuthi lo Zulu angene khona phana la kulowo mungo ukuthi abantu basenkingeni abantu bafuna ukuncediswa. Sikhuluma ngabantu bakaNkuluNkulu, sikhuluma ngabantu abafana nalathi singama South Africans. Kubonakala ukuthi uhlupho lukhona ngolwabantu ngoba laphana kulabantu kulamaXhosa kulabo bani amaTswana bakhona abantu kube sokusiba labantu ngobuzwe babo ukuthi omunye uzabe ngweMozambique omunye ngweZimbabwe omunye ngwana bekufuneka njalo kusukela lapho futhi uhulumende abesekhangela abathintekayo esithi ngathi ngama stakeholders kulama NGO ama civic organizations faith based organizations babe bonke ngendlela iSouth Africa ekunjengayo kusukela ku Freedom Charter
lokuthi vele imelani imela iloku intando yenini kusuka lapho bese kusiza abantu esingathi zingcwethi ezisebenza ngezinto eze risk zona lezi ezokuhlenga abantu ukuthi kubonakale lezo nhlanganiso ukuthi ke amaziyo akhona angasebenza njani ukuthi ayekhipha abantu ama skills akhona ngabe kuyiwapi kuqala nje kuhle kube njalo kusuka lapho uhulumende nxa ekubona ukuthi babuthakathaka kumbabakhe abangenza lo msebenzi yisadiki le njengoba kunje isadiki ayisiyo ukuthi ngendaba zezinto kuphela babaqale ukuthi khona singabathola ina rescuers endaweni njengeMozambique eZimbabwe singabathola babuye abona labantu abakulaba kuami bakupolisi nje bona labo ukubuye eBotswana ubahlangane abantu kube ngabantu abahlangene ngobuhle bokuthi kuyegitshwa abantu into le ibiza hamba ngendlela kodwa ngobuchapa obenzakeleyo ukhona okhulumileyo omunye umama okuhlasimulisa umzimba ezwakala ehleka entela esiyale ethi thina ayizibotshwa sikhipha izibotshwa angazi lokuthi ungaphika ngimboni kulamalanga namhlanje nxa ngikhangele empumalanga lapha nambona sokukulamapolisa uhulumende akabonakali ngabe besitsho intatheli izindaba so-ke indaba-ke ihle ilahle ngamafitshane ilahleka khonapho ukuswelakala kobukhokheli ngabe kade kulobukhokheli angiboni ukuthi ngabe kuze kwafika khonapha lapho kukhona ngizaphinda futhi ukuthi ngithi njengoba kusazakala emgodini khonale kuba lalezi kliwi eziyabe zikhona khonapha yikho ngikhuluma ngendaba ye-negotiation abantu besaba ukubotshwa besaba ukufa laphakathi khona ngale baphakathi okwembokodo lelitshe besokufuneka kube labantu aba-skilled ama-negotiators abanganegotiata even lalaba abasemayini engxa yabathwalisa abantu nzima khonapha ngibona bekuzasiza ngaleyo ndlela
hayi siyakuzwa sibili lapho babancube tidzoka kwamuri vamoyo mambo taura kuti pane vakawanda vamunoziva vari pasi pemigodhi iyi vakawanda vanga nekuziva kwenyu vakawanda sei zvizvarwa zvemuzimbabwe zvakasangana zviri padambudziko iri uyezve muchiri ipapo ndezvipi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvanga zvakatarisirwa kuti zvinge zvichiitwa zvaaigona kubatsiridza uyezve pakuenda kumberi zvii zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa tichitarisa madivi ese ari maviri kuti pasasanganikwe nematambudziko akadai anozokonzera kufa kwevanhu vamoya
ya mabvunzambudzo akanaka tingaida kutanga tira ndechekuti vanhu vari kumamaini musouth africa kwete kuonika but mamaini mazhinji emusouth africa munomu ngakutira nemunhu munomu south africa chete kana kudana kumpumalanga kusabi kune vabatwa vakawanda variko rana riripo ndizvozvo vanhu vari kutsufondeni vakawanda varimo sekuziva kuvanhu vanobva kunana masvingo province manicaland wongo wese munhu munyika yezimbabwe varimo vakati wande nekuti kana ndichitachivandino vari kusaidi vandogona kuziva vanogona kusvika kuma 35 vamwe vasati vabuda vasati vazvikwana kuti vozi mafoni avas kupinda vamwe vacho vamwewo ndo vakambobuda pekutanga paya vakamisa zvavo kumakoti vachiriko vamwe vachirimowo kwoitawo futi umwe akatomboendeswa kumba pamwedzi uchangopera kwana chibuo akanga ashaya vari mumaini vakawanda zvikuru asi handiroda kutaura ndechekuti senyika dzemuafrica dzose dzine mamaini iri yatova dambudziko iyi yatova pandemiki yatova dambudziko pakuti sevatungamiri venyika dzemuafrica vaifanira kuti vagone kugadzirira zvinhu zvakafana nezvi zvisaitika nokuti chero zvakadaro handione vachipedza dambudziko iri nokuti wese munhu anenge achiuya kunoko kana nekuzimbabwe kwacho hamusi muno moga kuzimbabwe vakawanda vari mamaini tikaenda kunana shurugu tikaenda kunana kwekwe tikaenda kunana gweru takambofambirako unongoona migodhi mugodhi mugodhi uye futizve vanotenga futi magodhi wavo vaminista vanhu vari mukati mehurumende tozvikwana vanonge vachitenga magodhi wavo saka kana kune vanonge vachitenga vanhu avangaregi kuramba vachindosvera saka rimwe rimwe dambudziko iro sinhu vaifanira kuti zviitwe panyika dzose dzine mamaini vaifanira kuti kunenge kana avo vachinge vapedza kuchera mugodhi isizwa mutemoya dai vaigona kuivhara kunyange chero zvakadaro tinoziva kuti mamaini imomo munofira vanhu vakawanda tachitaura sekuzwa kwangu kuona kwangu vana veZimbabwe vafira mamaini vakawanda gore negore vanoenda kumba vafira mamaini vamwatoperera zvachose imomo saka government dzinofanira kuti dzibatane vasagona kutarisa kuti unobva kupi unobva kupi nekuti inhau yekutambudzika kuti vanhu vakawanda ndinakuudzai kuti chere 15 years mukomana unomwana ariko takaona futi kumaini yemujohannesburg uko kune vanhu vekuzimbabwe vakazobuda paspecial assignment vakasvika varungu vapurisa vakapisa vanhu vakanga vamusangana vanhu vakabuda vatsva zviso zvese asi gavmeni especially kuti ndino kuziva ndio vana basa nazvo saka nhaya yakafainirwa nhasi notakuona kuti vese vavamuvava vari mamaini emusouth africa masizin ari maini wese munhu ari mamaini saka gavmendi vafa kuti vabatane vaonesane kuti zvinoitwa sei nekuti corruption yekuti vanhu vapinde mapindira akadai inotobva kugavmendi nekuti maminista ose nevakuru nemapurisa nevava vari mukati mesimba ndo vanotenga zvinhu izvozvo vachituma vanhu vachivapinda mukati bodza umwe anotouyiwa ubva kumusha kuti unzande kubasa musikoti yokc asvika kuiwo ndobasa iri nekuti vamwe vakatopinda ukoko vasingazivi kutoti vakanzi handei kubasa vanotoitawo zvokurikuritwa kuti handei kundoshanda kune basa rakarire pamari vodzikaa kuti kune umwe vamwe vati vane sinzi umwe vakapinda muna February vamwe vane 8 months, 6 months varimo mukati mbozi vachizobuda ungozobuda vapedza kana 6 months gore zvavanenge vachira mari dzingozvibatwa chidiki kana vachibuda vamwe vacho skini yacho inenge isingachaiti bvudzi rareba zvaitizvo saka zvinhu zvinopisa sisi ziri mamaini because mapindi acho kumamaini anohlisa nechiri mukanyasvika kuti udongorere kupinda straight almost ingari kuti 300 meters straight wozotanga road yotanga kukevha kupinda mukati mumashambwe zvinova futi riri dambudziko especia kana iri nguva yekunaya kwemvura vanhu vakawanda kufira mamaini but dambudziko chiri munyika yedu yezimbabwe munofa vana vakawanda gore negore amosi zvokuti musouth africa chete
tinotenda vamoyo vavancube siphenduka kuye laphana imithetho yamazwe omhlaba yona ithini nxa sesikhangela udaba lolu yiphi imithetho ongabayazi ukuthi inxa ikhangela udubo olukhona yona ima kuliphi icele imithetho njalo ithi kwenziwe njani ngamafitshane laphana babancube
esikwaziyo nje okokuqala yikuthi umthetho uthi khona umuntu loba elecala akusho ukuthi ngase ngoba ulecala that is the basic principle eyomthetho ukuthi kumele umuntu aphathwe ngokuthi ungumuntu esingathi ngesingisi i-human being yikho okufunekayo then umthetho futhi uphinde uthi khona umuntu kabandlululwa ngokuthi lo ngowangayo ngoba sokumele uqalise ukuthi nxa ungweZimbabwe kumele ukuthi ufe ngoba ungweZimbabwe nxa ungweBotswana kumele ufe nxa ungweMozambique kumele ufe so umthetho kawukuvumi khonoko lobo umuntu kuyikuthi ulecala ezabotshwa yikho sibona umuntu ethathwa esiyakwelatshiswa kuyikuthi ulimele engxenye eganga ayekwelatshiswa nxa esesuka lapho-ke usesiya ekutheni kuyokhulunywa ngecala lakhe hhayi lokho kokuthi nxa uyisigani fela khonapho khona we will smoke you out like what the minister said so-ke ngokomthetho vele kuyazila ukuthi umuntu loba uyona bese kuthiwa akabulawele ukuthi uyona umthetho we-United Nations ubandlululo kawuluvumi ukuthi kuthiwe yona ngoba ungweZimbabwe kuyajabulisa-ke kodwa ukuthi abe South Africa ngibazwe besala bese Stilfontein besithi into le iyekele nini lathi sikhona khonapha abantu bakithi bayafa khonapha bazama ukusiphilisa abantu kumele kulungiswe iminodo iZimbabwe yale i-ANC eyivumelayo beganga betshontshe ukhetho kumele kucine khonokuya ukuzilungisa into ezifana lazo nalezi
yes siyabonga kakhulu baba Ncube sibonge njalo umnumzana umoya ukuthi bangenele kuhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje and lamhlanje besikhangela ke indaba ezikhangelane lezalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe that brings us to the end of our show we would like to thank our guests Mr. Richard Moyo a Zimbabwean based in South Africa and Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube a political analyst working with Freedom Alliance in South Africa and of course a big thanks to you, our valued listeners and viewers at home. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabakangu.